Hounds began calling like bulls in rut. I grumbled, "It won't be long." They could put it off for another 20 years, though. I wouldn't mind. I was in no hurry. A Taglian messenger stumbled up from the street, fought for breath, croaked out word that Mogava wanted me. On my way, less than 5 minutes, I told him. I scanned the darkness. Hold the fort, Bucket.
Just what this outfit needs, another comedian.
Oh, I'll slay them. Kidam said something. The swordmaster squinted at the night. For half a heartbeat, there was a ghostly flicker in the hills. Star? Reflection of a star? No. The night was cool, wet, and overcast. The speaker said, "There may be more happening than is immediately apparent, Bone Warrior." Perhaps. Bone Warrior? But unlike Nguyen Bao, we are not warriors, we are soldiers. The old man got his mind around that quickly.
"As you will, Stone Soldier. All may not be as it seems."
Was he making these up as he went? He did not seem pleased by his speculation. He turned, hastened down the stair. His grandsons had trouble keeping up.
"What was that about?"
Bucket asked. "I don't have a clue. I've been summoned by His Holiness, the Prince of the Company." As I stepped to the stair, I glanced at One Eye. The little wizard was staring toward the hills about where Kidam had done the same. He seemed both puzzled and unhappy. I didn't have time to ask, nor did I have much inclination. I had had bad news enough already. Chapter 10. Mogava stands 6'5". Any fat on him has to be between his ears because there isn't an ounce anywhere else. All bone and muscle. He moves like a cat. His slightest twitch, pure liquid grace. He works hard to stay hard, but not to become overly muscled. He is very dark, but a deep mahogany more than an ebony. He glows with conviction, an unshakable inner strength. He has a ready wit, but never smiles. When he does show humor, it is entirely surface, for effect, an illusion spun for his audience. He doesn't feel it, and probably doesn't understand it. He is as focused as any human being who ever lived, and that focus is the creation and maintenance of Mogava, greatest warrior who ever lived. He is almost as good as he wants to be. He might be as good as he thinks he is. I never saw anyone who could match his individual skills. The other Nar are almost as good, almost as arrogantly self-confident. Mogaba's self-opinion is his big weakness, but I don't think anyone could get him to believe that. He and his reputation stand squarely at the center of his every consideration. Sadly, self-indulgence and self-admiration aren't always traits that will inspire